Hey everyone, my name is Daryl, and I'm introducing the Daryl Parks Music Podcast, which will be featured on the Keep It 100 Facebook page. Issues around social issues will be discussed, and relationships, and anything else that is trending currently in social media. So check out Daryl Parks Music Podcast on Keep It 100 Facebook page, coming very soon. Are women becoming more sexually active in today's society than previously? Or are women even more sexually aggressive and active than men? You know, chime in, let me know. A lot of women are doing the role reversal thing. A lot of men seem to be taking a back seat. Is it the chemicals in the food? Is it the media? Is it the pressures of society? Is it too much distractions? A guy is playing too much computer games? Are women making the use of sexual toys, for example, the norm? You know, give an opinion. Fellas, is your lady a freak? Are you having trouble keeping up with her? Women, do you think it's the same as it's always been? Or it all just depends on the individual? Chime in, let us know, and keep it real, alright? Should cannabis be legalized in the UK for medical use? There's been loads of talk about this. People seem to think it has a lot of medical properties for people with certain ailments. There's a story in the news recently of a woman who has a son that has multiple seizures, and she gets cannabis oil prescribed to help subdue the seizures. She went to Canada to get a supply. I think it was a 6-month supply. When she got back into UK, they took it from her and said she wouldn't be able to use this. And she feels that as a result, her son could die from the seizures that he has. Medical evidence has come back that it has a lot of benefits. The government won't allow this. Do you think that if they did legalize cannabis in the UK, it will cause a lot of problems more than it will benefit people medically? Do you think it will ruin lives? I personally think, probably in a controlled way, it could benefit a lot of people medically, which is obviously a benefit to society. I think it will help take drugs off the streets, and things like skunk that's laced with multiple things being put into circulation, and obviously reduce crime because it would be done in a controlled manner, not the local gangster down the road selling it to the kids. What do you think? Chime in. I think it's cruel if it's medically proven to help certain people and certain conditions, and it's helping improve their life. I think it's cruel for the government not to make allowances, or even in this day and age, 2018, coming up to 2019, not looking into the studies and seeing the benefits of it. I think they should really consider it. A lot of the countries are using cannabis for medical reasons, and it has, you know, been proven to be a good alternative to all the chemical based drugs that they're giving people, that oftentimes make people worse. So chime in, let's know what you feel, let's know your thoughts, and keep plugged in. Thanks. This is Dale Parks here again for the Dale Parks Music Podcast. I'm working from home today, so I've got my little girl with me. So if you hear in the background, she's just giving her two pennies worth. So this segment is about today's music. Do you think that, in particular with hip-hop music, that the music has got a lack of morals, a lack of direction than it used to have? Do you think that the music is reckless? Do you think that for some reason it's designed to influence the children in a negative way? Or is it just how things are these days? Is it the same thing that they used to say about music 10 years ago, 20 years ago? The young people, is it just them being themselves? Or is it purposeful corruption of the minds of young people using, you know, big platforms, radio stations, TV stations, YouTube, things of that nature? And if you think, like I do, that music has gone downhill in a big way, especially with lyrical content, substance, it's more about colourful hair, colourful dreads, taking drugs, glorifying violence, it's all senseless sort of messaging behind a big drum. Is there a way that it can be brought back to how it was before? Or is it just a situation where the underground or the unsigned community on things like SoundCloud, YouTube, should people just create their own playlists and gravitate to the artists that they respect and not be driven by what is promoted and what's in the mainstream? Do you think that people just need to control their content? And obviously people do want to control what their kids are exposed to, but you can't be everywhere at all times. So is there a better way for us to do this? What I try to do is try to make a playlist that is suitable, whether it's on YouTube or on you know, the MP3 player, that is suitable for the children to hear, with like a lack of profanities or bad messaging in it. But that takes such a long time to go through all of the music and to stay current at the same time as well. You have to filter through all the little Uzi Verts and Little Yachty and all that sort of stuff. I have to filter that stuff out of the playlist so it doesn't pop up. But sometimes it still does, so I don't know if we can fully guard the children from some of this music that is out there. Sometimes what I do is I just get the greatest R&B, the 250 greatest R&B songs from the 80s to the early 2000s, and just put that on sometimes, and that gives me a good few hours of music that the children can also enjoy without it being too corrupt for them to listen to. So it's a hard situation. So, you know, let me know what you think, and is there a way to sort of get around this situation? Yeah, she wants to know too. Okay, so chime in and let us know your thoughts. Thanks. Now!